come on, somebody. Continue to share this podcast with your friends and family. Today's message is feel brand new. I've been preaching the last month, probably for 3 weeks so far. The message is the identity crisis. And the message was dealing with a three-part series. And the first part was touched but not changed the man. And I went over some things about what God was revealing to me about how we have come into the house of God and we come as we are, but when we leave, we're not changed. And I touched how God, and I preached how God is requiring that we come to receive from him so that change would take place in our life. I thank God because just from that message, we went on to the second week was restoring the house of worship. And we're talking about the physical appearance, the physical house. The Bible says that we are the temple and your body is a temple of God, and that the changes that God is bringing forth in our life is to bring glory unto his name. And so that's why, you know, even when we look at the physical house, the house of God, we're talking about how the generations have been changing and we're compromising the house of God more and more so that people are comfortable. You remember that? We talked about that, how God is trying to bring change in the lives of his people. But when they come into the house of God broken, they come in with the things they brought in from the world. And I shared how Moses said, was standing before God, and he said, take your shoes off because you're on holy ground. Remember that? And I shared how it seemed like it was something simple, but even that ground in which God, whenever God is in the present, he wants you to prepare to be before him, you know? And I shared how God is saying that he's requiring us to be holy. Now, the third part of the series is feel brand new. Feel brand new. And because I feel brand new, I understand now. Now, the Bible says from lack of knowledge is why we perish. Lack of knowledge is why we perish. So this part of the series, I want to talk about how God has already promised to us that he's going to change our lives and make a new man out of us. But that's because of the transformation of your mind. What does transformation mean? Transforming of your mind. He wants to change it, the way you think. Now, think about it. When you first came into the house of God, before you accepted the Lord, you didn't think the way you think now. God is dealing with our thinking, church. What I mean by dealing with our thinking, we have to remember, even in the Garden of Eden, where the enemy came after Adam and Eve, don't you know that they were hearing voices even in the garden? And because they were the first, the enemy still knew how to get to them. Is that right? See, so God is trying to change our thinking so that we understand that we have to listen to him. It's not, and I want to talk about this being changed and feeling brand new as a man. Because a lot of times what we do is we feel brand new. God, we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And we allow him into our life and we accept him in our life and we ask Jesus to change us. And then change begins to happen. And know what happens to us? We don't understand that we first have to crawl before you walk. And because of this, a lot of times the enemy comes into our spirit and doesn't want us to develop spiritually. So this is what I want to talk about today. Emotions are both complicated and complex. So the enemy knows this. So we're going to talk about that as well. All right. So I'm going to start off with a scripture here in John 9:31. It says, now we know that God heareth not sinners. The Bible says that God doesn't hear sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God and does his will, him he hears. Now, I want to first put that out there first, because you feel brand new. God has already begun to change you and transform you. But now God wants you to know that you and I have to be willing to hear from him. Because he doesn't hear the sinner. Some of us here are praying for friends and family
their breakthrough is waiting on you. Because God is not hearing them if they're not saved. And I'm going to show you the value of being saved and establishing the Lord. How many are going through things in their life right now? Raise your hand. And you say to yourself, why isn't God not hearing me? He said, because I don't hear you when you're not trying to walk in my will. Same like with Moses. When Moses came to hear from God, God made sure that he first listened to him. Now think about it. He could have said nothing, but no, God made sure that Moses understood exactly what he wanted him to do. Now, you know how we are today. If God tells the pastor, she is something that God has placed in your heart, and you say, why I got to do that? How many been there? It's easy to get like that. But God wants us to know that he hears us, but he doesn't hear sinners' prayer. He doesn't hear. So if you truly saved and born again and accepted God, Christ into your life, guess what? You have to first start off understanding that you're a royal priesthood. You're peculiar. You're different from the world. Now, this different that I've been preaching in the series is just trying to get us to a higher place in the Lord. All right? So if you turn with me to Peter's, 2 Peter 9 and 10. No, the second 1 Peter 9 and 10 talks about being royal priesthood. It says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of God's own possession. It says you are a royal priesthood, a people chosen, and you are of God's possession. Now, that means that you're not your own, but you are God's. Is that right? So this is who you are. This is who we are. When we become new, this is who we are. We're a royal priesthood. That means you have rights. But it says here that you're a holy nation of people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellency of him who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. So I went over this before, and I just want to set things up. So if you're a royal priesthood and you're somebody that was brought out of the darkness, don't you know now everything is going to start to change in your life? Now, with that change in our life, I know we get excited, and I know we say to ourselves, oh, Lord, I'm so excited. I feel brand new right now. I want to go and do something mighty and something great for you. How many sometimes feel like that? You get, oh, man, the anointing comes on you. How you feel when the anointing comes on you? Just, ooh, let me go and share the word. We are representatives of Christ. And so at the end of this part, it says, and it says here, it says, I want you to know, it says, for you once were not a people. Someone said once were not a people. But it says, but now you are the people of God. Say, I'm the people, a person of God, the people of God. See, so that's who you are right now. So that's what we were talking about in this overall series, is that everything about us, even the house of God, represents God. It doesn't represent the world. So when you first got saved, you ever see how we do when we first got saved and received salvation into our life, and we come into the house of God, he starts to bring changes in your life. And I know that a lot of us say to ourselves, well, Lord, why do I have to change this? Why do I have to change that? He's just trying to let you know that he wants you to be able to represent him properly. In order for him to you to represent the Lord properly, you have to first know his voice, number one, and then you must understand that there's things you must do to be of the royal priesthood. It's easy to say, yes, Lord, I receive you in my life, but now the next step is to say yes to his will. Now, that's the hard part, because I feel brand new. I accepted the Lord. I came off this floor, and I was crying out before God. But now God is saying to you, how about now allow me to make you part of the royal priesthood? Bring you to a place where you're truly representing me. Now, that's hard, because it's easy to see what everyone else is doing. And that's what I'm going to go with this message. And and it's easy to observe what others are doing in the Lord and say to yourself, well, they're not doing it, so why should I? But how many of you want to have the ear of God? How many of you want, when you pray, that God actually allows it to come to pass? But the Bible says that God heareth not the sinner. He hears the worshipers. So if you know you live in your life of sin, that's when Jesus said, when he healed the man that was lame, he said, now go and sin no more. He given him directions and instructions. He didn't just say, oh, well, now you're healed. Go ahead and do whatever you want to do. So now that you're healed, or now that you've been received Christ in your life and you feel brand new, and you even starting to look feel brand new, he's saying, now just listen to me, because I'm trying to grow you up. Now, what I'm growing you up to do is to fulfill the purpose for your life. Now, I can't bring you to that purpose, but God can. But he can't bring us to the purpose because we don't want to listen in the little things. And that's what we talked about even last week. So he's trying to bring us to purpose. So in that scripture, that's what he's saying. Now I'm going to have at the end, it says, but now you are the people of God. And it says, you had not received mercy. You see, he said you didn't receive mercy before, but now you have received mercy. So that's where you're at right now. That's where we're all at right now. We have received mercy. Now I want to break this down here. I'm going to go into a little story first, and then I'm going to have my wife read this for me. I want you to see in Hebrews 5, 13 and 14, it says, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful with the word of righteousness, for he is he is a baby. This is the Bible. It says those that drink milk are unskillful. Is that right? So when you see your children, or little children, they're drinking milk. You don't give them meat. You give them milk. There is a growth process that we refuse to go through. We refuse to go through, and it comes out in our behavior. It comes out in little situations in our life, and that's what I want you to see this morning, is how it comes out. Even before Jesus, it was coming out with Mary and Martha. So I'm going to go over there first and read that. If you turn with me to Luke 10:38-42. And it says here, I'm going to do this part of reading. It says, as Jesus and his disciple were on the way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her house to him. So right there it's saying Jesus and his disciples were moving about, and now they start by Martha's house. And I'm going to bring this out because I want you to see how we are. So she opened up her house to him, and she had a sister called Mary. And at this point, it says, who sat at the feet, at the Lord's feet, and listening to what he said. But the next verse in 40, it says, but Martha was distracted by all the preparation that had to be made. So she came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? So right here, it's saying that Mary and Martha were relatives, and her sister, and what it says here is that Jesus came to the door, and Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and began to listen, but Martha was running around cleaning the house. You know how we do when someone shows up? We're going to straighten up. Now, I'm going to have you finish the rest of that, First Lady. Go ahead and read the rest of that. Go ahead.
Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away.
See, so right here, the reason why I want to go into this story, I'm going to break it down so everyone understands it. Jesus showed up with his disciple and knocked on Martha's door, and she allowed him in. She wasn't expecting him. You ever have someone show up and you didn't expect them? What do? Let me clean. Let me get that room. Don't close that door. So she began to prepare for him, even though he was in their presence. And Mary sat at his feet and started listening to Jesus. And Jesus began to share with her. And now she was looking on this and she became upset because she said, listen, Lord, I'm up here preparing the house for you. And my sister here is just sitting at your feet. This is the part about spiritual maturity, about understanding what God is doing in our life. Mary was listening to the teaching of the Lord, and she was learning of him, and she was trying to stay in his presence. See what I'm saying? She sat at his feet and stayed in his presence. Now, the other one didn't do anything wrong. Think about it. She was cleaning. But she turned around to the Lord and said, Lord, I'm upset right now because she's not helping me clean. In the midst of Jesus Christ, our Savior, she was trying to start up something. She had a good reason. How many of us have good reasons to feel a certain way? But what this message is talking about is saying, you can tell when someone's a babe because they do these kind of things. It's not that they can preach or that they can share. No, they get caught up in the emotions of everything going on, and then you start looking at what someone else is not doing. And you begin to complain and say, Lord, don't you see that I'm doing all the work and they're not doing anything? But you know what Mary was doing? She was listening. You see what I'm saying? So she was listening to the will of the Lord. She was listening to the instructions of God. We are a people that get caught up in works. We get caught up in all kind of things, and it's good to be charitable, but I want you to know that listening to the voice of God is more important, because guess what? Now you know him. And when you know him, now your prayers are going to be answered, because guess what? He's now listening. So because now he's listening, God is going to make a way for you. But he can't make a way for you when you're sitting there complaining and don't realize that you're not growing. And God is saying, I need you to understand that you still need to take some milk because you're not ready for the meat. And why are you not ready for the meat? Because you're still spiritually immature. Like the brother said earlier, that nobody wants to come to a church where it's talking about becoming developed in the Lord. They want to come to church where it's all about, like I said last week, it's all about the presentation. It's all about the concert feeling. We want to change the house of God where it's all black and it looked like a stage. But I want you to know, we need to be ready to be at the feet of the Lord. We need to be ready to sit in his presence. We need to be ready to hear from him. This is what God is saying. Yes, you have a complaint. And yes, it is a good complaint, just like Martha and Mary. So Martha had a good reason. Is that right? The reason was good. But yet the Lord found favor in Mary because she said, I want to listen to the teaching of the Lord. So like Bible study, we have some that come out to Bible study. Some can't make it because of work or because of their situation, but others can. You need to listen to the teaching of the Lord. Because I don't know about you, but I want to see God bring me higher in him. How many want to see the Lord bring you higher? And we can't do it in our own strength. It's great to be emotional, and it's great to be excited and praise the Lord and jump and praise. But in the end, do you know Jesus? Do you know his voice? I'm going to go through a few scriptures here. First lady, I'm going to have her start off. Take 1 Corinthians 3 and 2. Go ahead and read that part.
1 Corinthians 3, 2. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready yet for it.
See, this is what the word is saying. He said, I gave you milk and you're not ready. He said, indeed, you're still not ready. If the pastor or if the Lord is trying to tell you to sit down for a while, you know, we don't do that. We get upset. No, well, pastor, you can't tell me to sit down. I want to teach. No, you have to sit for a while and prove yourself. No, I can't do that. We just want to use. You ever see that before? Nobody want to sit and be proven. They just want to go and do. So in the scripture it's saying, let us be ready. Because as God continues to change our life and change the things that he's trying to improve in our life, he wants us to get used to listening to his will. So that, guess what? The little things are going to start changing. The things, a lot of times it's easy to look at the big things. And we're like, Lord, you got to fix this. And I mentioned this last week, the big things we want him to change. But God is saying, I want to just change the little things first so that I can build you up. When you look at a house, in the construction of a house, don't you know them little nails is what's holding it together? Now, regardless of how big anything else is, you still have to use the little nail. And so these are the things that holds it together. So go ahead. I'm going to have the first lady read. The next scripture is Hebrews 5:13-14. So it says, everyone that uses milk is unskillful. All right, go ahead. So they're unskillful in the word of righteousness. So when you're talking about this passage and talking about milk, I mean that you can't digest the heavy stuff yet. So if you're a babe, that's why it's important for us as Christians to know that when people come into the Lord and they receive the Lord into their life, you don't overload them with unnecessary things because they're not ready for that. A lot of times churches, and especially when we get in tradition, we say, well, you can't do that. You got to stop doing this. You got to stop doing it. You see, you just jump on them and they're like, hey, I can't handle that. You don't do that. They're still a babe. They're not ready for that. So I want you all to know, everyone that's in here has a certain measure of faith. And when you said yes to the Lord, he is improving you where you're at, not where I'm at. So it's not my job to come on you and jump all over you and say, well, you're not me yet. That's not what God wants anyway. He wants you to know that even at the little steps, even as you're growing slowly, that is good. God is, he finds joy and pleasure in it. He wants to see that increase. How many want to see an increase in your life? Well, we're not going to get there if you don't accept the little things. And God is saying to the body right now, he is trying to develop us. He is blessing this church. See, we're almost full today. See, God is blessing the church, but guess what? I'd rather have one and two people or two people than have a church full of people not changing, not growing spiritually. And then they come at you and say, Lord, why is it that I'm not growing? Oh, pastor, I got to leave because I'm not growing. I got to leave because I'm not being used. I want you to see and know that God is looking at the little changes in our life. And they do matter. And if we allow ourselves to get to that place spiritually, then we will be rewarded. And then he will start hearing you because you are truly trying to apply things to your life. All right, let's give God some praise. I'm almost done. Go ahead and finish that. Go ahead. See, so the Bible says, but strong meat belongs to them that are at full age. So don't get offended when God says you have to sit down right now. Because you're not a full age. If you give your child something they can't handle, what will happen? They will choke. Is that right? What happens when you choke? You die. You said that little piece of meat could choke your child to death. Same thing with the word of God. People are being choked out because they want to run before they learn how to crawl. They want to be used by God, and they have not been proven by God. And they have not listened to the Lord yet and proven that they know how to hear his voice. So when Moses stood before the Lord and the Lord said to Moses, take your shoes off, he could have easily said, I don't think that's necessary because I know it's dirty and I'm not getting my feet dirty. But this is who we are. This is how we are. We come before God and we already tell him what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And God is saying, no, I told you to sit down. I told you to be still for a while. I told you to be still and hear my voice. Get used to hearing me. Get used to me telling you things. See, because what we do is every time the Lord tells us something, we want to run, run, run. Oh, Lord, tell me to go here. Oh, Lord, tell me. Now I'm going to ask you a question then. Why is it that he always tell you things you want to do? Heaven to Megatroid. Interesting. This is how the enemy works. The Bible says that the devil is the great deceiver. So his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. So his job is to get in your ear and deceive you. So, like in this passage with Mary and Martha, Martha was doing the right thing. She was preparing her house. The only problem was she didn't know he was coming. You know how we get, even in the church, we have people that will fight in the church because somebody didn't listen to them. They will get upset and leave what they were assigned to do because somebody gave them a hard time. This is the milk and the meat analogy. But you were supposed to be there in the first place to represent God and to do what God had called you to do. So a test has been presented to you. And like Mary and Martha, Martha got upset because she said, Jesus, I need you to know she's not helping. She's not doing what we need to do right now. This is how we do in a church. We're looking at someone else and pointing to them and telling the Lord on them. She told on Mary right at the feet of Jesus. How you have a nerve. Then Jesus could have said to her, excuse me, you need to go help. See, you know what I'm saying? But instead, he rebuked her, Martha, because Martha got upset. It wasn't because of what Martha was doing. Martha should have just continued to do what she was doing. And I brought this message out because we're growing to work. And we cannot move people in positions if you're not mature and spiritually ready. And you can tell when someone's mature spiritually because now they can handle the meat. The meat is the stuff that you don't feel like doing, but it lines up with the word of God. And I know it's heavy, but you still can digest it. You still can eat of it, and you will still grow from it. That's what it's all about. That's what this day is all about. Praise God. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. The question is, how old are you in the Lord? Are you fully developed? These are the questions you have to ask yourself. Yes, I've been saved for so many years, but are you really mature? Are you really ready? This is our job. Are you ready to disciple others? You can't come to me and say, Pastor, what, you know, I don't have nothing to do. God said, Jesus said, I'm trying to make you fishers of men. I want you to be disciples. Follow me. What was the role of the disciple? To follow Christ and to do as he did. And he said to them, they said, how can I be a disciple? He said, are you willing to forsake all? Ooh-wee. That's hard, is that right? To just give up everything. But with the thing that's really good about this was a lot of time we want to give up stuff to go do what the Lord said do. But what Jesus did was, this is where we mess up. We would say, oh yeah, I'll give up my job. I'll give up this and that. But he said, give it up now, come follow me and do what I tell you to do. That's where we'll mess up. Because we're like, yeah, I'll give up this and I'll give up that. But when he starts to say, now this is what I want you to do, and it does not agree with your flesh, now all of a sudden we have an attitude, even with Christ, even with him in the midst. So even though we say we want to do your will, Lord, when it's time to be proven, you're going to question him. So we must know what God is truly requiring of us for growth. I'm going to ask that you all stand. It says in 2 Peter 3:18, it says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. The growth is what he wants us to have every single day of your walk. How many want to grow spiritually? If you want to grow spiritually, you have to start off saying, I want to listen. And listening is hard to do because, like Martha, she was busy for the Lord. Think about it, she was busy. She was doing all these works. The works is not going to get you in. So I and First Lady, we appreciate your help. But guess what? You wouldn't be able to hold up the royal priesthood standards. Because you'll turn to us later and say, well, it's too hard. Yes, I want to be a minister, but we should be able to drink once in a while. And I'm like, no, we're trying to hold up the bloodstained banner. We're trying to get to another level. We're trying to show people that it can be done. How many want to show people the way? You are the light of the world. You are the presentation. You are the representation of Christ. And so change cannot come when they see you bickering and arguing in the name of the Lord. Yes, the house needs to be clean. You know, I come into the church and I always see things that need to be done. Like this morning, I had to jump on the drums because my son lost his car in an accident. So he couldn't get here right away. But guess what? I just jumped on it. Because what God wants you to do is just jump in and help out. But when you ask if you can help, first listen. Uh-oh. Like, don't run around and just do stuff. Listen, ask, Lord, what would you have me do? And if he says, right now, I want you to sit and grow. I want you to get in the presence of the Lord and allow the word to develop you so that you're ready to do my business, ready to stand up and live for me. Because you're going to be royal in the end. You're going to be somebody that's going to show the glory of God on earth. Because the glory is going to be revealed through you, through me. How many want the glory to be revealed through you? Hallelujah. So you're a royal priesthood. You're somebody special. The devil wants to hurt us. So that means he wants to break you down. He wants to cause you to be in a lonely place. A place of complacency. Like Martha, she was in the presence of God. Instead of her drawing from him, she got upset and worried about the presentation. And Jesus said, I just want you to sit in my presence and hear me. You sit at my feet and hear me, because I'm going to teach you something. I want God to teach me. Teach me. Teach me, Lord. Just raise your hand and say, Lord, teach me. Teach me your will for my life. Teach me, Lord, how to be obedient. Teach me how to serve. Teach me how to do your will. This is what he wants to do. Let's give God some praise. We know that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. See, so as you're in the house of God, guess what? He's going to bring strength where there is none. He's going to bring strength where there is none. The last scripture is Ephesians.
Ephesians 3, 17 through 19. So Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is breadth and strength and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
That you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
Praise God. I hope that you enjoyed the message that you heard today. Continue to listen, share it out with your friends and family. Come visit us Sunday morning at 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. Service time is 10 a.m. Come be part of the movement of God.